In the face of increasing climate-related disasters, the Food and Agriculture Organization of the United Nations, FAO, is stepping up efforts to help protect one of the most vulnerable groups in the Caribbean, coastal fisherfolk. Senior Fishery Officer and Secretary of the EIFAAC Fishing Technology and Operations Team at the FAO, Dr. Raymond Van Anroy, spoke exclusively to NBC News about a recent FAO-led workshop held in partnership with the government of St. Vincent and the Grenadines and officials in Grenada. The workshop focused on improving the emergency response framework for disasters affecting coastal and fishing communities.
What we see that damage assessments have been done after the Hurricane Beryl, and the damage assessments were good, and collaboration from the fisherfolk organizations, but also the fisheries divisions and services were good. However, it took a long time before the fishers got support from the governments. So that time frame between the damage assessment and the delivery of goods runs to the fishers, we aim to shorten. And we are trying to help the government with doing so. And one of the tools that we have is to improve the technical specifications. So when the government or a donor would like to assist the fishery sector in the future, the right items, that is the right gears, such as hooks, lines, nets, also the correct repair materials, for instance, glass fiber boats, also, for instance, the correct spare parts for ice machines and more equipment, actually.
This initiative comes amid a growing call to strengthen resilience in the fishing sector, not just through faster relief, but by improving the quality and durability of the tools fishers rely on. Dr. Van Anroy also pointed to the importance of moving away from traditional fiberglass boats, which are often vulnerable to storm damage, in favor of more resilient alternatives like HDPE, high-density polyethylene boats.
Ideas, for instance, with the boats. Many of the boats have been damaged. And you can also think about, okay, we should construct stronger boats that cannot break, that cannot get damaged. So from FAO's side, we are going to test in Grenada. And if the government of St. Vincent would like to do the same, we can also do it here in St. Vincent. So-called HDPE boats, that's high-density polyethylene. So that is like, these are plastic boats, what are virtually indestructible. They are much safer because plastic floats on water. They cannot break, and eventually, after a lifetime of about 50 years, you can still recycle them. So with glass fiber boats, that is not possible.
While acknowledging that more work is needed to modernize and support the fishing industry in the region, Dr. Van Anroy commended the government of St. Vincent and the Grenadines for its active participation in the workshop and their genuine commitment to the sector.
They have been supportive, and there is good participation from the government in the workshop. So there is clearly an interest from the government, and especially the officers that are here participating in the workshop, in improving, in making to address the needs of the fishers and support the fishers in increasing their income. And that is really needed, because the average income of the fishers here is not very high. If you compare it, for instance, with same small scale fishers in Bahamas, for instance, or some of the other islands more to the north, but also in Trinidad, they are making more money from fisheries. And so there is something to gain, and we can work on this together, and we're happy to do so.
Senior Fishery Officer and Secretary of EIFAAC Fishing Technology and Operations Team at the UNFAO, Dr. Raymond Van Anroy. The FAO's ongoing work with regional governments highlights a shift toward proactive, locally tailored solutions to climate and disaster resilience in the Caribbean. Solutions that protect livelihoods, enhance safety, and build lasting sustainability in small-scale fisheries. With today's special report, I am Gaylon Brown.